There's another phenomenon with Seth Joyner, which is it seems as if even the great running backs now are having poor years because their offensive lines aren't getting it done.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, you look at a guy like Edgerrin James. For all that he's accomplished in Indianapolis, he comes down here and the line's not getting it done, and everybody, you know, wants to throw the onus on him. I still think he's still the Edgerrin James of old. You don't have to give him a whole lot of room, but, you know, a running back can't operate if he gets hit in the backfield. He can at least get to the line of scrimmage or at least break the first line of defense, get on the linebackers and maybe on the secondary. Well, now he's the type of runner that can make some guys miss, that can, you know, break some tackles. But, you know, defenses, the game goes through cycles. You know, back when I played towards the middle of my career, it was a defense-oriented league. And then, you know, you saw a lot of rule changes to allow offenses to score more points, to give the offense the upper hand.
Can't hit the quarterbacks anymore?
Well, sure, but I mean, you know, it's
those poor guys.
It's all designed, you know, to put points on the board and to make the game much more entertaining. I understand that. And you've seen the run of spread offenses all of a sudden. All the offenses that used to be third down offenses, you're seeing them on first and second down now, where back in the day you never saw that ever before. I think one of the first teams to do that was the Redskins. But I think you're going through another progression all over again. You know, defenses have learned how to adjust, and I think you're seeing some better, you know, better and better defenses as the years, you know, evolve. And I think that cycle is starting to change a little bit. Teams realize that, you know, pressure is the great equalizer.
They get hey, Seth, I didn't know you were on. It's Bubby, man. How you doing, Bud?
Hey, Bub, how you doing, man?
Man, I miss seeing you guys. Everything going all right?
It's all good, man.
Good.
It's all good.
I have to look you up when I get out that way.
No doubt. But, you know, you have to put pressure on today's quarterbacks, because you don't have Elways and you don't have Marinos and you don't have guys like that are willing to stand in the pocket and take the heat. So if you come with the pressure, you can change the outlook of any game that you want. But you got to have the personnel on the other side of the ball. You got to have the corners. You got to have the linebackers that can cover. And you got to have, you know, some linemen that can get after the pass rush.